Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 15 lines from the top of Daf Mem Zayin. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let us glance at the side where we have our Nosei Mivneh heading. In the course of this discussion, you will see triangles, and we've noted Hevdelim Bein Shmini Shel Chag Ushvii Shel Pesach. We're going to see differences in the course of this sugya between the seventh day of Pesach and the eighth day of Sukkis. Both are days in which Malocha is prohibited. One cannot engage in constructive activity. However, there are differences, and we are going to talk about Nafgamina Legabi Shechianu. The Brocha of Shechianu will be a point of difference. This discussion will take us till Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph. A triangle with a shaded in tip will appear, and they represent Hevdelim Bein Shmini Atzeres V'Hayomim Shekod Mulo versus the days that preceded it, and L'Yoyim Shvi Shel Sukkis. Difference between it and the eighth day of Sukkis. The Gemara. Omer of Yochanan. Omrim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag, Bein Omrim Zman Bishvii Shel Pesach. Zman is a reference to the Brocha of Shechianu. We say at the end of that, Brocha Lazman Hazeh. So, the Brocha of Shechianu is to be recited on the eighth day, the beginning of the eighth day of Sukkis, what we call Shmini Atzeres, but when the seventh day of Pesach is ushered in, we do not recite Shechianu. The Omer of Levi, Bar Chamo, Vitemo Rav Chamo Bar Chanina, Teida. Let it be known, or you can see this, Shere Choluk B'Shloisha Dvorim. Shmini Atzeres is unique, is different than the previous days of Sukkis in three areas, and because of this difference, it's reason for treating it as a new entity, a new holiday. And in what areas do we see the difference? B'Sukkah, V'Lulav, V'Nisuch HaMayim. Shmini Atzeres, there is no mitzvah of Sukkah. The previous days, there was. On Shmini Atzeres, there's no mitzvah of lulav. The previous days, there was. And Nisuch HaMayim has to do with a special water libation that is poured on the Mizbeach on the holiday of Sukkis. So this approach is saying that Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of water on the Mizbeach, took place during Sukkis and not on Shmini Atzeres. However, there is a dissenting opinion. Ula Rabbi Yehuda di Omar, Belug Hoya Menaseich Kol Shmoina. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachomim in two respects. One is the quantity of water. Whereas the Chachomim held the measure of water was 3 lug, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it was 1 lug. Whereas the Chachomim said that there was no water pouring on Shmini Atzeres, Rabbi Yehuda says there was. So, as far as water pouring is concerned, Shmini Atzeres is not different in Rabbi Yehuda's mindset from the previous days. It was the same quantity, and the fact that it was done took place throughout Sukkis, including Shmini Atzeres. Hare choluk b'shnei dvarim. However, there still remains a distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the previous days with regard to two matters, Sukkah and Lulav. The Gemara asks, Ihochi, if that is the basis of saying Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres because of its being different than that which was before it, Shvi Shel Pesach Nami, the seventh day of Pesach also, Hare Choluk Bachilas Matzah, it is different with regard to matzah eating. V'yomamor, Laila Rishona Chova Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. The first night of Pesach, there's an obligation of eating matzah. The Pasuk says, Bo'erev Toichlu Matzos, which binds us even nowadays when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and a Korban Pesach, but nevertheless we have a Chiyuv D'oraisa to eat matzah. That is true on the first night of Pesach. The rest of the days don't have that. So you see that the seventh day of Pesach is, you can contrast it with that which came before. The Gemara responds, and we pointed out earlier that there are triangles, and we just want to mention again that we're now going to see distinctions between Shmini Atzeres and Shvi'i Pesach, and those distinctions are highlighted with this triangle. Hachi Hashta, how can you compare? Hosom, in the case of Shvi'i Pesach, mi laila choluk, mi yoim eino choluk. It is different from the night. We mentioned that the first night of Pesach, there was an obligation in eating the matzah. But as far as the daytime, even the first day of Pesach, it's just like Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So Shvi'i Shel Pesach doesn't stand in contrast to even the first day of Pesach. So it's not unique. Hocha. However, here, with regard to Shmini Atzeres, afilu miyom nami choluk. Shmini Atzeres is different even, not only from the previous day, not only from the previous night, but from the previous day as well. In that, on the previous day, there was sukkah and there was lulav. Shmini Atzeres, there is no sukkah and there's no lulav. Very distinct. Ravina Omar. Ravino, in response to the question before that says that, well, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is also distinguishable, no, that there's a difference between Shvi'i Shel Pesach and Shmini Atzeres. Zeh choluk mishelefonov. Shmini Atzeres is different from that which immediately preceded it. So when you come to Shmini Atzeres, it's all of a sudden, it's a new thing. It's new and different from the day that immediately preceded it. Vezeh Shvi'i Shel Pesach choluk Mishalifnei Fonov. Its distinction is only in contrast to the what happened on the first day of Pesach, the first night. But that which immediately preceded it, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is just like any of the previous days with regard to the expectations. So it's not considered a new entity, hence it doesn't warrant the recitation of Birchas Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu, once again, is a type of bracha that we say when something new comes about. Rav Papa Omar. Now, this triangle shows us that Shmini Atzeres is different. This we call the shaded in triangle. Will be there three demonstrations of how Shmini Atzeres was different from that which came just before it. So, Rav Papa Omar, Hocha, with regard to Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv Par, in the Torah, which features the sacrifices on Shmini Atzeres, there is a singular par that's offered. Hosam, the other days of Sukkis, Ksiv Parim, cows are offered in multitudes. Hence, Shmini Atzeres stands on its own. In fact, with regard to the other days of Sukkot, starting on the first day of Sukkot, 13 cows were offered as part of the Korbanos. Each succeeding day, it was reduced by one. So the second day, 12. Third day, 11. And by the time you got to the seventh day of Sukkot, subtracting one from one each day, starting with 13, by the time you get to the seventh day of Sukkot, they'll be offering seven cows. If Shmini Atzeres was related to Sukkis, so then you would just reduce one more cow and offer six. But in fact, on Shemini Atzeres, only one cow was offered, showing us that it is totally different. And hence, there is reason enough to say Shechianu, insofar is that it was different. It's different from that which immediately preceded it. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omar, Hocha Ksiv Bayom, Hosam Ksiv Uvayom. With regard to Shemini Atzeres, the Torah uses the word bayom without a vav before it, indicating it, the vav is a letter of connection. It connects, creates continuity in, with that which preceded it. With regard to the other days of Sukkot, from the second day, third day, each one of those days, when the Torah tells you what to do on each succeeding day regarding the sacrifices, it says Uvayo. So you have the first day of Sukkot, and the second day it says Uvayom HaSheni, third day Uvayom HaShlishi, Vavs each time. When you get to Shemini Atzeres, you don't see a Vav. It just says Bayom HaShmini, indicating it's not connected to that which preceded it. Hence, it's a new entity. Hence, a justification for Shechianu. Rav Ashi Omar, Hocha Ksiv Kamishpot. Here, with regard to Shemini Atzeres, it uses the word Kamishpot. And Hosam Ksiv, with regard to the other days of Sukkot, it says Kemishpotam. If we look in Rashi, Rav Ashi Omar, Rashi across from here says, B'Shvi Ksiv B'Misparam Kemishpotam. Mashma Kemishpat Kol Korbonus Shar Hayomim. According to the rule, the rule mishpat is a word indicating the rules. So on the seventh day, it says that the korbanos that are offered b'misparam kemishpatam, which is mashma, which implies like the rule of all the other days of the holiday. Over korbanos shmini ksiv, on the korbanos of the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres, it says b'misparam kamishpat. Ason mishpat choluk liatzmo, mishpat in the singular, it's not linked, it doesn't have the, it's not, you don't see this inclusive expression in the plural of kemishpatam used with regard to Shemini Atzeres. Lemo misayale, can we say that the following supports Rabbi Yochanan? Notice we have a long question marking. It takes you to the top line. Rabbi Yochanan had said that you say Shechianu on Shemini Atzeres. By the way, we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and this point, this aligns with the arrow above where Rabbi Yochanan said his din. So can we say that the following Tanaic source supports Rabbi Yochanan? The main support in this source will be from the dashed underlined second to last word on the page where you see Ubrocha, and the Gemara will say at the top of Omid Beis, is it not so that the word Brocha here is a reference to Zman Shehechianu, and in the source it features Shemini Atzeres as a separate holiday, and the assumption is a separate holiday with the recitation of Shehechianu. That would be a support to Rabbi Yochanan. So now let's see the whole source. Lemo misayale, can we say the following supports Maporim, Hoelim, Vakvosim, Ma'akvim, Ze'eze, the different animals that one brings as the holiday sacrifices are all binding one upon the other. In other words, if you're missing one of them, so you haven't fulfilled the sacrificial requirement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Porim ein Ma'akvim Ze'eze, cows, if you are missing one of the cows that the Torah required you to bring, you nevertheless will fulfill the mitzvah. You're not fulfilling in the best way, in the proper way, but nevertheless, you get credit. And that's what the Gemara means when it says Ein Ma'akvim Ze'eze. But with regard to the cows, so they're not binding one upon the other. With regard, of course, to the other animals, the Elim and the Kvosim, there, if you're missing one of them, so you can't offer any of them. Rabbi Yehuda says, with regard to the cow, so even if you're missing one, you can still offer the rest. And what's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's argument? Sharei mismatim v'hochim. As you look at the holiday of Sukkot, we mentioned this earlier, on the first day, there were 13 cow sacrifices. On the second day, 12. On the third day, 11. Fourth day, 10. And down the line. So there was reduction taking place anyway, Torah-sanctioned reduction. So Rabbi Yehuda takes that as a clue to show that the number is not binding. Amru lo, so the Rabbanan responded, according to your reasoning, v'alo kulon mismatin v'ochem b'shmini. When you contrast Sukkis with Shmini Atzeres, you'll find that the Elim and the Kvosim also are reduced. Rashi gives you the numbers. Throughout the holiday of Sukkot, there were two Elim are rams, and there were 14 Kvosim. So you have 2 and 14. On Shmini Atzeres, one ram and 7 sheep, half the number. So the fact that there's reduction doesn't seem to change your mind with regard to the aim of the kvasim, so why does it change your mind with regard to the cows? So, Omar Lohen, Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmohu. You can't use Shmini Atzeres and the fact that the aim and kvasim are reduced when you come to Shmini Atzeres as proof to the way we deal with the korbanos during the holiday of Sukkot. Because Shmini is a separate holiday. It's a regel is a holiday, b'fnei atzmo. And its sacrifices are not included with regard to the sacrifices of Sukkot. You can't use what happens on Shmini Atzeres as a basis for negating my point of view. You see, with the cows, even without resorting to Shmini Atzeres, there's an internal Sukkot cow daily reduction taking place. Shekishem, Sheshivas Yemei Achag, Rabbi Yehuda continues showing how Shmini Atzeres is a separate entity. In other words, the 7 days of Sukkot are one unit of time. Shmini Atzeres is a separate unit of time. As he says, Shekishem, Sheshivas Yemei Achag, Tunin Korban Vishiru Brocha Velino. There are 4 points that are mentioned over here. Just like the 7 days of Sukkot have their own korban, their own shir. Shir is the passage recited by the Levium in the Beis Hamikdash when the korbanos were being sacrificed. And it says bracha and lino. Lino is the necessity of staying over the night after staying in Yerushalayim, the night following the day that you brought your sacrifice. On the holidays, there's a requirement to bring, everyone is required to bring their korbanos, their holiday korbanos. It's a korban oilas re'iya, there's a korban chagiga that people bring on the holidays. You're expected to stay over the night after you brought the sacrifice. So, by the same token, af shmini ton korban v'shir u'brocha v'lina. So too, Shmini Atzeres has its own korban and shir, the bracha, and the need for lina. Now, what we needed from this source is the term, the word bracha. My lav, we continue at the top of Amud Beis. What does the word bracha mean? Zman, is it not a reference to Shehechiyonu? Namely, just like Sukkot has its own Shehechiyonu, Shmini Atzeres has its own Shehechiyonu. And that would support Rabbi Yochanan that says when Shmini Atzeres is ushered in, you are to recite Shehechiyonu. People says, lo, the source is not talking at all about Shehechiyonu. Birchas ha-mazon u'tfila. Bracha is a reference to the passage of Es Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. That is what you would say in the Birchas HaMazon and in the Shmon Esrei. Up till now, you were saying it's Yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, and in the Shmon Esrei of Shmini Atzeres, you say it's Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. Hachi Nami Mistabra. Now, in the next few lines of Gemara, one has to follow the give and take conscientiously. So the Gemara says, you know, it's most likely that bracha is not shechianu. Why? If you were to think that it is shechianu, zman kol shiva miika, the source had said regarding Sukkos that all 7 days have the lashon in the source, 3 lines from the bottom of the previous omid, it said kishem sheshivas yemei achag teunin etc. and said ubracha. So translate that, mean the 7 days of Sukkos have bracha. Could it possibly mean shechianu? Would you say shechianu all 7 days? So that is the Gemara's hachi nami mistabra. It's the Gemara's trying to say that really there's no support to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's most likely that way because it's not talking at all about shechianu. And why? Because the source mentioned a 7 day bracha recitation. You don't say shechianu 7 days. The Gemara here reverses holokasha. He says that wouldn't pose a difficulty to the shechianu explanation. In fact, the source could be referring to shechianu. And you'll ask, what about that 7 day reference? If you didn't make shechianu on the first day, you make it on the next day, or whatever is the first day you happen to remind yourself or are able to say it. So each day of the 7 days of Sukkos is a potential candidate for shechianu recitation. Just to repeat ourselves, assuming that a person didn't say, for whatever reason, shechianu the previous day, say it on the next day. Say it on the say it at your first opportunity. And if it turns out to be the seventh day, so be it. But each one of the days is a candidate or eligible for shechianu recitation. The Gemara asks, but still you want to say that the source is talking about shechianu, mikol mokom kois bo'inon? Kois means a cup of wine. The assumption being that one recites the shechianu over a cup of wine, and wine after the first day of the holiday isn't commonly found. They used up most of their wine supply during the Yom Tov itself, so when Chol HaMoed comes, there isn't wine available. So, if you want to say at this point that zman, that the bracha in the source could refer to shechianu, and there was reference to the recitation of shechianu on any one of the 7 days of Sukkos, what about the wine thing? So, the Gemara continues with this thinking. Okay, is the wine a problem? Well, maybe not. Lemo misayale l'Rav Nachman. Let us say that this source that we're trying to explain right now is referring to shechianu and doesn't seem to be bothered by the absence of wine. So the source, maybe it can support Rav Nachman. D'yomer Rav Nachman, zman oimru afilu b'shuk. Shechianu you can say even outdoors without a cup of wine. Diamers boinon kos. If you're going to insist, if you're going to say that shechianu needs a cup of wine, kos ko yoma miiko. Is there a cup of wine after the first day of the holiday? No. And yet, you're saying that the source, which speaks about shechianu, as being possibly said on any of the subsequent days. So at this point, the source would seem to support Rav Nachman that you don't need a cup of wine in the first place. Gemara says, no, the source doesn't support Rav Nachman. Dilma de'ikla leikos. Really, the source is talking about shechianu. And if you'll ask, well, what about the need for the cup of wine? Well, there is a need for a cup of wine. And we're talking about someone that happened to chance upon a cup of wine during Chol HaMoed. the Gemara now asks, also based on that which was said in the source on Omer Aleph, that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina. Lina, we explained, staying over the night after one brought his holiday sacrifices. And this was mentioned in the context of Shmini Atzeres on the last line of Omer Aleph. And we have a little arrow to connect you with where you saw that before. Here the Gemara asks a question. And before we continue, let us glance at the side. We have a topic heading, Mosai Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Sheyesh Choyvas Lina. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that there is a Lina obligation? And that Lina is HaMitzvah Lishor HaLayla B'Yushalayim Achrei HaKrovas Korban B'Moyed. After one brings his holiday sacrifices, so he stays the following night in Yerushalayim, doesn't run home immediately after offering the sacrifice. So it was stated on Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that when one brings his holiday sacrifices on Shmini Atzeres, he has to stay over the night. The Gemara asks, V'sava Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Tolin Lina? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that? V'ha Tanya? We have the following source, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin LePesach Sheni Sheino Tolin Lina. From where do we know that one who did not bring his Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, because he was Tomei, or he was far away, so there's a makeup date for his bringing of the Korban Pesach, and that's the 14th of Iyar. When one brings Pesach Sheni, and that's called Pesach Sheni, when one brings his Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda is pointing out, from where do we know that he does not have to stay the night? He doesn't have to stay overnight. Shenemar ufonisa baboiker v'olachto lecha. That is the pasuk that deals with Lina. It says, and in the next morning you go home. Uksiv, and it says over there, sheishis yomim toichal matzis. 6 days you eat matzah. Now, as a result of the juxtaposition of verses, we say as follows, es sheton shisha ton Lina. That which requires six, like the holiday itself, holiday of Pesach itself, besides the first day, there's 6 additional days. So that which has 6 additional days to it, that ton lino, that is when we would practice lino. However, es sheino ton shishaino ton lino, that which doesn't have 6 days to it, doesn't require lino. So, well, what is it that doesn't have 6 days? Lemute mai. What is being excluded? Lav lemute nami shmini shelchag. Is it not so that we can also, in addition to Pesach Sheni, we can also exclude Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres doesn't have additional 6 days to it. It's a 1 day event. That being the case, so how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda says that Shmini Atzeres generates a lino obligation? Where it says, "Lo," the drusha in this source where it says "es she'ein aton she she'ein aton lino" is not coming to exclude Shmini Atzeres. It's limute Pesach Sheni de kavose. It's coming to exclude Pesach Sheni, which is like it, meaning it's like the mitzvah of Pesach, which the pasuk said sheishis yomim toichal matzis. So another Pesach related matter, namely Pesach Sheni, is that which is being excluded. So that if you stay within the topic says there is lina for something that has 6 days to it, to the exclusion of that which is similar in the sense that it's also Pesach related, that doesn't have 6 days, no lina. But as far as other events that might be 1 day holidays, there might very well, yes, be a lino requirement. So at this point, we can maintain that which Rabbi Yehuda said on Omid Aleph, at the bottom of Omid Aleph, that Shmini Atzeres does have lino. And again, you see, Hochi Nami Mestaber. Here the Gemara wants to bring support to this, and you'll notice there's a long point, But following the long point, there's going to be a rejection. So, what are we saying right now? Hachinam is sabur. It is most likely that Rebbe Yehuda will acknowledge Lina as being required in the case of Shmini Atzeres or other one-day holidays, like Shavuos, for example. Shavuos is an example of a one-day holiday. What's the din of someone, regarding someone who brings his holiday sacrifice on Shavuos? Does he not stay the following night in Yerushalayim? Disnan habikurim tunin korban v'shir utnufa v'lina. Bikurim are what we call the first fruits. These are the first fruits to blossom. They're brought on the starting with the Shavuos. They're brought on Shavuos and presented to the Kohen. They're brought in the Beis Hamikdash and presented to the Kohen. And Bikurim require a korban. You bring a korban shlomim together with them, Rashi says. And there's a shir. There's a passage that the Levium recite. And there's tenufa, there's a waving. And there is lina. This is a source that features the holiday of Shavuos. Man Shamas Le Domar Tnufa. Who is it that holds that Bikurim have Tnufa? Rebbe Yehuda. It's known to be Shitas Rebbe Yehuda of the Komar Tonlino. And in the same source, even though there's no name in the short source, but it's obviously Rebbe Yehuda. You see Tnufa, that shows you, that clues you into the fact that this is a Rebbe Yehuda source. And it says that there's a requirement of Lina. Desanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer. And this source shows us that Rebbe Yehuda requires tenufa, the waving of them, of the Bikurim. The Pasuk says, V'nachto, in the Parsha dealing with the Bikurim, with the first fruits, the word V'nachto appears, Zu tenufa. That's a reference to waving. Ata Omer Zu tenufa Eino Elo Hanocha Mamish. Maybe it's to be taken literally, means being placed down, which is true. With regard to the Bikurim, a basket of fruits is brought to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Azor, it's placed down next to the Mizbeach. Well, Kishu Omer V'hinicho Hare Hanocha Omer. There's another pasuk that says V'hinicho, and you shall place it down. So what does V'hinachto mean? So Homan Mikaim Vinachto. So what does that word teaching me? Zu Tnufa. So we finished this long point showing us that it's most likely that Rebbe Yehuda will tell you that Shmini Atzeres does in fact have Lina. And the basis of this proof is this: the short source, beginning with the word Habikurim, which we identify as a, as we said, it's a Shavuos source. Shavuos is a one-day holiday, and you see Lina. The Gemara rejects the Hochinami Mestabra. This is a rejection of that proof. The Dilma Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, he may be the short source, is authored by a different Tana. And he is the one that's Mechayev Lina on Shavuos. Desanya, and here we see a source with Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov in it, requiring Tnufa. If you thought Tnufa before was a clue to the source being authored by Rebbe Yehuda, so here the Gemara says, no, Tnufa reflects a different Tana, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. The Sanya, the source says, V'lokach ha-koyin atena miyodecha, and the Koyin shall take the basket of first fruits of Bikurim from you. Limeid al ha-Bikurim she-te'unin tnufa. Divrei Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. From this posuk, where it says, V'lokach ha-koyin, we learn waving. Well, how do you see that in the posuk? My time under Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, what's the reason behind Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov seeing in this posuk that you need tnufa by Bikurim? Answer, Asyo Yad Yad Mishlomim. There is a Gezeira Shava from the Korban Shlomim. The Korban Shlomim, which happens to require Tenufa. It says here by the Bikurim that pasuk, and you see the word dashed underline miyodecha. We said before yad yad, the xeris shava using the word yad. So here's yodecha, it's that word. Yodov tevieno es ishe Hashem, and by the shlomim you see also yodov. Ma kan kohen af lahalon kohen. Just like here by the Bikurim, the pasuk mentions the kohen's involvement. So too by the shlomim, you are involving a kohen in the waving. Uma lahalon bailim, and just like over there by the shlomim, the owner is involved. Af kan, so too by the Bikurim, bailim, the owner of the fruits, the one who's bringing the fruits, is involved. How do you explain kohen and owner? Kohen miniach yodo tachas yad bailim umeinif. The owner holds his hands supporting the basket, and the kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and waves. It's pointed out, by the way, with regard to the shlomim, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Dibur Maschil, five lines about Yodav Tiviano, Bavailim, the Shlomim Siv Gabi Tnufa, Dichti Besefe, it says, Lahanif Oiso Tnufa. Regarding the Shlomim, the Pasuk says explicitly that there's Tnufa. And we learn through the Gzeres Shava that there's Tnufa by the Bikurim also. The Gemara now asks, but just realize before we go on that what did we just do? We knocked out the Hochi Nami Mistabro comment made earlier at the beginning of the long point. And how did we do that? Because that short source which featured Bikurim, which is brought on Shavuos, and in that source Tnufa was mentioned, we thought that was a clue to it being Rabbi Yehuda. We show no, it could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And in that source it says, Lina. My Havialah. We continue with the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Regarding Shmini Atzeret, the Gemara asks, when the Gemara asks this question, it's asking, what is the law? What do we do with regard to recitation of Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres? Rav Nachman Omar Oimrim Zman Bishmini Shechag. He says that you do recite the Shechiyonu. Rav Sheshes Omar Ein Oimrim Zman Bishmini Shechag. One does not say it. The Ilchasa, the Gemara rules, Oimrim Zman Bishmini Shechag. You do recite it. Tanya Kavosi to Rav Nachman, and we have a support from a Tanaic source to Rav Nachman's opinion that you say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. And the source begins here, Shmini, continuing at the top of Mem Chesomet Aleph, Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Shmini Atzeres is a separate holiday, Le'inyan Pzark Shav. This is an abbreviation, 6 points, and they are spelled out. Pious Bifnei Atzmo, Zman Bifnei Atzmo, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Korban Bifnei Atzmo, Shu Bifnei Atzmo, Brocha Bifnei Atzmo. What we've dashed underlined is what we need immediately. Zman Bifnei Atzmo. It's a separate holiday, separate from Sukkot, necessitating its own Shechiyonu Bracha. That's the support to Rav Nachman. Now, the other points that were mentioned here, Rashi explains. We're not going to spend time in detail regarding them. Pious had to do with the choosing of the people that would offer the sacrifices. Regel Bifnei Atzmo is, Rashi explains, there's no sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as opposed to the previous days of sukkahs where there was. And Korban Liatzmo means that it's not part of the series of sacrifices that characterized sukkahs. And we made reference to this before because we mentioned that if it would have been a continuation of sukkahs, so there would have been 6 cows offered on Shmini Atzeres, and that is not the case. There was only 1 cow offered. And the expression brocha b'fnei asmo, this we saw earlier in today's shir, this is a reference to the special reference in Birchas Hamazon and Shemoneh Esrei, Es Yoim Hashmini Chako Atzeres Hazeh. For the sake of accuracy, I want to correct a point that we mentioned earlier. In the middle of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we had the short source that we were focusing on, Habikurim Tunin Korban Vashir Tunufa Velina. We mentioned mistakenly that this is a reference to the holiday of Shavuos. That's not necessarily the case. It's true that Shavuos represents the beginning time for the bringing of Bikurim, but when you would bring Bikurim, you would have these requirements. And Bikurim bringing is certainly a one-day event. It's not a six-day event. Hence, we were using the example of the Bikurim as proof that Rebbe Yehuda would require Lina for Shmini Atzeres as well. So the mistake that we made before was simply associating that source with the holiday of Shavuos when it really is associated with the bringing of Bikurim, which started during the holiday of Shavuos, but it could be brought after Shavuos as well, whenever it was brought. So it was expected to offer a Shlomim Korban with it, a Shir was recited, there was waving and lina. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.